This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, rather mild weather for late June will continue much of this week across the Columbia Basin. Another dry cold front on Wednesday will drop temperatures a few degrees for Thursday. You can expect above normal temperatures to return this weekend, though, as a short-lived high-pressure system moves across the area. Mostly dry weather will continue to benefit the harvest of cherries and peas and the curing of hay and also the ripening of winter wheat. Hay balers can expect humidity to rise above 60% from around midnight till around 8 a.m. Humidity should remain above 25% most days, so baling hours may actually be able to be extended. Plan on crop water use for alfalfa, corn, and potatoes to be around 1.75 inches, which is close to normal for late June. Turf grass and lawns will need about 1.75 inches. Chemical applications will be hampered by occasional winds over 10 miles per hour these next several days. The least amount of wind looks to be this evening through early Wednesday. It looks like June will end with most Columbia Basin farms getting less than half the normal amount of rain, and this follows a drier than normal May. Now, looking out into the middle of July, it appears that mostly dry weather will continue. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.